Welcome to Market Snap's SWOT analysis for Urban Outfitters, Inc., better known to most of you as URBN on the ticker. Today we're diving deep into this retail giant to break down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all with a long-term investor's lens. If you're looking to build wealth through smart retail investments, stick around because we've got some juicy insights to unpack. Let's get started. Quick overview of Urban Outfitters, Inc. For those who might not be as familiar, Urban Outfitters, Inc. operates in the specialty retail space, focusing on lifestyle and apparel brands that resonate with younger, trend-driven consumers. Think Urban Outfitters, Anthropologie, and Free People. These are their heavy hitters. They're positioned in the retail sector, specifically within the apparel and accessories industry, competing with a mix of traditional stores and e-commerce players. With a global footprint and a knack for capturing cultural vibes, they've carved out a unique spot in a crowded market. Now, let's catch up on what's been happening with them lately. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest buzz, Urban Outfitters has been making waves with their recent quarterly results, particularly from their Q4 fiscal 2025 earnings call. They've reported solid financials with a clear focus on expanding their digital presence and optimizing their store portfolio. Performance-wise, their stock has shown some interesting moves over the past year. Decent growth in the short term, though I'll save the exact numbers for our deeper dive. The retail sector itself has been a mixed bag, with some volatility, but Urban Outfitters seems to be navigating it with a steady hand. Let's break this down further in our SWOT to see what's driving these trends and what could shape their future. SWOT analysis for Urban Outfitters, Inc. Strengths. Brand portfolio powerhouse. Urban Outfitters, Inc. has a killer lineup with distinct brands like Urban Outfitters, Anthropologie, and Free People. Each targets a specific demographic, which diversifies their revenue streams and reduces reliance on a single market segment. This is huge for long-term stability. Strong financial metrics. Digging into their income statements, revenue and gross profit have been trending positively. Their net income and EPS are also showing resilience, which signals operational efficiency. For us long-term investors, consistent profitability is a green flag. Digital growth focus. From their recent earnings call summary, it's clear they're doubling down on e-commerce. With retail increasingly shifting online, their strategic push here aligns perfectly with consumer behavior trends, giving them a solid edge. Healthy margins. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are competitive within the industry. This tells me they're managing costs well while still delivering value, key for sustaining growth over the next decade. Weaknesses. Debt levels to watch. Looking at their balance sheet and key metrics, their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's worth keeping an eye on. If interest rates climb or if retail takes a hit, this could strain their financial flexibility. Something to monitor for us cautious investors. Store portfolio risks. While they're optimizing physical locations, the earnings call hinted at challenges in balancing brick and mortar with digital. Over-reliance on physical stores in a declining foot traffic environment could drag on profitability if not managed well. Sector volatility. Their performance metrics show they're tied to retail sector swings. Even with decent short-term gains, the broader industry's ups and downs, visible in sector performance data, could impact their stability if consumer spending tightens. Opportunities, expansion potential. Their earnings call highlighted optimism around strategic expansions, both geographically and in product categories, tapping into new markets or doubling down on high-growth regions, as seen in their geo-segment revenue data, could be a massive driver for long-term value. Customer-centric innovation. They're focusing on meeting customer preferences across brands, which is smart. If they keep leveraging data to tailor offerings, think personalized marketing or trendy collabs, they could lock in loyalty and boost sales over time. Management's emphasis on margin management, as noted in the Q4 call, is promising. If they can squeeze out more efficiency, especially in supply chain or pricing strategies, that could translate to stronger returns for shareholders like us. Forward valuation appeal. Checking their forward PE ratios, the average estimate suggests the stock might be reasonably valued compared to peers. For long-term investors, this could mean room to grow if they execute on their growth plans without overpaying now. Threats: competitive pressure. The apparel retail space is cutthroat. With fast fashion giants and e-commerce disruptors, Urban Outfitters faces constant pressure to stay relevant. If they slip on trends or pricing, they could lose market share fast. Economic sensitivity. Retail is notoriously tied to consumer confidence. If we hit a rough economic patch, think inflation or recession, their revenue could take a hit, as discretionary spending on apparel often gets cut first. Their industry performance data reflects this risk. Supply chain headwinds. While not explicitly mentioned in the data, retail as a whole is grappling with supply chain disruptions. Any hiccups here could inflate costs or delay inventory, impacting their margins and customer satisfaction. Digital saturation risk. While their online push is a strength, the digital space is getting crowded. Competing with pure-play e-commerce brands means they'll need to keep innovating to avoid being just another online store in a sea of options. Deeper insights for the savvy investor. All right, let's zoom in on a couple of things that stood out to me. First, their free cash flow yield looks solid, which means they've got the cash to reinvest or weather storms. Super important for us long-term players. Their operating cash flow from the cash flow statements backs this up, showing they're generating consistent cash from core operations. On the flip side, their capital expenditure is something to watch. If they're pouring too much into physical stores without a clear ROI, that could be a misstep in today's retail landscape. Also, from the earnings call, management's optimism about future growth feels genuine, but I'd temper that with the reality of retail's unpredictability. Short-term trends show promise, with decent performance over the past few months, but remember, retail can turn on a dime. For the medium term, keep an eye on how their digital strategy plays out. It could be the make-or-break factor. Closing thoughts. So, wrapping this up, what's the outlook for Urban Outfitters, Inc. from a long-term investment perspective? Honestly, I see a mixed bag with a tilt toward cautious optimism. Their strong brand portfolio and digital focus are big wins, and if they nail their expansion and margin strategies, there's real potential for steady growth over the next 5 to 10 years. However, the retail sector's volatility and competitive pressures mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it stock. You'll want to stay sharp on their debt levels and how they balance physical versus online growth. For now, Urban Outfitters looks like a contender worth watching closely, especially if you're building a diversified retail portfolio. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Urban Outfitters in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term hold, or are you wary of retail risks? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.